on your feet, lad. Council's ready for you.
Relax, gentlemen. I'll come quietly.
Get moving.
Now it's garbage.
Another movie night. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and I am Scott.
I'm Joe.
And guess what, Joe?
What, Scotty?
What are we doing today?
Talking trash.
Talking trash, indeed. This is our show to review, spoil, debate, crap on, and give second chances to the hated, the lowest rated, the often forgotten flicks on the internet. I know, I screwed up again. What did I say there?
The hated, the much debated,
the lowest rated,
the lowest rated, and often forgotten flicks on the internet.
I love it.
All while asking the question, is this the worst movie ever made? And if not, what is? Because we on the show believe that you can't truly review a movie unless you know what the worst is.
Thank you, Joe.
I did it, Scott.
You did it.
I did it for you.
You think after for all love. This time I would know it by now.
I think it's because you're tired. You really haven't slept well.
You know what, though? It's all love.
It's okay.
It's all out of love. Hey, guess what we're doing today?
We're talking trash.
Yeah. But besides that, In honor of the National Superhero Day on April 28th, we are doing a month of low-rated comic book films. Today, we are talking about a movie that's director said in a 2013 interview to searchmytrash.com. He said, "It was one clusterfuck after another. I can look back on it today and just say, oh, well, but back when the memories were fresh and the blood on the floor was yet to dry, it was painful to even edit. What went wrong? Wrong choice for the star, massive union problems in Vegas, theft, accidents, 112 degree heat, you name it, we had it happen. But at least I got to see Soupy Sales perform." We are talking about 1996 Vampirella, or episode 23 of Roger Corman Presents for Showtime.
Oh, wow.
A movie of the week series that went on for 29 episodes from 1925 to 1927.
Wait, many of 1925? Which...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Did you say 1925?
I did. I think I did. Let's backtrack. Calm down.
I'm like, wait a minute. Wait, that's not right. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, that's
we're in 2025, so I got messed up in my brain.
No. Okay, no, that's why I'm here.
Sleepy.
I'm here to help.
Let's back up and re-record this.
Okay, go ahead.
A movie of the week series that went on for 29 episodes from 1995 to... I did it again. From 1995 to 1997. Many of which were remakes, one of which we've already done on the show. And that was episode 10 of that show. And it was Bucket of Blood.
Oh. Okay. Have we seen all those? Those Roger Corman Presents?
No. They're all remakes, though. And I wrote down a bunch of those because I did not know any of those existed.
Okay, well, we're going to have to seek that out.
Yeah, there's some weird ones.
Okay.
This movie has a 3.3 out of 10 from 18,000. Not 18,000. 1,800 viewers. I don't even know if I should let all these mess ups stay in.
You're tired. It's okay. You're tired.
This movie is based off a long-running horror magazine comic book from Warren Publishing. Created by Forrest J. Ackerman. He came up with the idea and character and artist Trina Robbins. One of the first women in the underground comic movement that stood against the Comics Code Authority. She designed the outfit and the hair.
Nice.
Yeah, it was also Tom Sutton was the first to do the story art, was a story artist, and the first cover art was legend Frank Vizetta. So, yeah, that's the ground idea of Vampirella and where it all started. Now, here's the most interesting thing about this. It was directed by Jim Wynorski.
He's a smut peddler.
Or as you may know him, start the music, as Jay Andrews, Bob E. Brown, Tom Papatopoulos, H.R. Blueberry, Jamie Wagner, Bob Robertson, Salvador Ross, and Andrew James, J.R. Mandrish, Sam Pepperman, Rip Masters, Daniel Fast, Dave Gibbons, Henry, Thaddeus Wickwire, and Archibald Stanton. These are all his aliases in filmmaking.
Well, either way, he's making all of those movies, like they're porn movies.
I'm glad you brought that up, Joe.
He also did Deathstalker. I know that. And he also did Chopping Mall. I know that.
Yep. Let's start the music, Joe. I'm glad you brought that up. He is the director, producer, and writer of such things as Bad Business, the Bear Wench Project, The Bear Wench Project 2, Scared Topless, The Bear Wench Project 3, Nymphs of Mystery Mountain, The Da Vinci Coed, The Hills Have Thighs, Cleavage Field, Fire from Below, Scream Queen Hot Tub Party,
oh my god,
Bikini Wash Massacre, Attack of the 50-Foot Cam Girl, Shark and Saw Women's Prison Massacre, Alabama Jones and the Busty Crusade, Bone Eaters.
What?
This is our fourth film we've done on this show from this director. We've done Chopping Mall, The Return of Swamp Thing, Dinosaur Island.
Yes, he's a smut peddler.
And Dinosaur Island at this point in time is our fifth worst film on our list.
Well, you know, for this guy being who he is, I would feel like this costume in this movie that Talisa Soto is wearing, she should be more naked. But it's not.
Yeah.
It's not naked.
Oh, it's sad. And even he knows it because he has stated on record that he was forced into putting her into this movie. And by the way, we should also mention, this is another callback, Joe, because our original number one worst movie was Mortal Kombat Annihilation. And she's in that movie as well.
She plays Kitana. Yeah.
So we're doing back to back. We had in this month already. We had the Nick Fury movie that had the actress playing Sonya Blade in Mortal Kombat Annihilation, and now we have this one. So, man, Mortal Kombat Annihilation won't leave us.
I know, man. It needs to fuck off. I hate it.
Well, he said he wanted to hire... He goes, if it was up to him, he would have hired Julie Strain.
Well, that would make more sense because, you know, Deathstalker. Yes. And then also because she has huge knockers, and she has a body that's built for Vampirella. Also, she has black hair. She looks the part. Why didn't he hire her?
He was forced into picking this woman. Why? And he said she was a very nice lady. That's what he said.
I mean, she's
very
beautiful.
Nice woman.
Talisa Soto is very beautiful.
Yeah, I have quotes galore. He is very vocal talking about movies. And so I watch interview after interview, and I found much interesting stuff from this guy.
You got to plug it in.
Well, I don't know. I would have to go through and get the clips, but he has said, I wrote down tons of quotes from this guy. Yeah, it's wild, the things that he's open up about.
You know, I really have a bad time making a movie. There's a couple movies where I hated the actor that was in the lead, and but that's few and far between. I've had three or four actors that were impossible.
Oh, okay.
And I never want to work with them again. One's dead, so for sure I don't have to work with them again. But but otherwise, you know, I've had some go-rounds with some actresses
right
that that thought that their shit didn't stink. And I countered a lot. It was like really terrible. And I won't say who they were, but their initials were Tanya Roberts and Jennifer Rubin.
But you want to hear the most insane factoid?
Yeah.
This was Hammer Films was about to make this movie in the 70s.
Oh, wow.
Hammer Films had the rights in the 70s, and they hired Barbara Lee. She was a playmate, and her last film, we know it, but not on the show, was Mistress of the Apes.
Oh.
She's very pretty, and I will text you these as we were talking about this, because I think that you kind of need to see what we're talking about here, because it's kind of wild. They were so far into production that they were making, I think the new, like all the magazines at the time were putting her on the covers.
Oh, wow.
Because they had Peter Cushing was going to play a big role. I think he was probably going to play Van Helsing.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt he was going to play Vlad.
Oh, God.
But they were working on this, and they were literally putting all these quotes that they were going to make this movie, and so it just fell through. They originally approached Caroline Munro,
mm-hmm.
who was in Star Crash, Maniac, Dracula AD, Slaughter High, and The Spy Who Loved Me, but she passed on it because she didn't want to do nudity. So at one point in time, this was going to be full nudity film too as well.
I mean, I feel like for this director it should be.
Well, that was in the Hammer film days. That was in the 70s.
Yeah.
So after that fell through, another company got it, and another company got it until this they got it. And they were like, "We'll just make it. It didn't matter. We have the rights, just get it done." So yeah. It took this long to make this. And by the way, the reason Vampirella even came around is another callback to another episode we've done, because when this character was created, the hot thing in the movie theater was Barbarella.
Mm-hmm.
So Vampirella, same kind of outfit too.
For God's sake. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny?
Everything gets called back.
Yeah.
But okay. Can we talk about Roger Daltrey?
Well, let's talk about, so now we got the cast. And that's the next big thing here. First off, you didn't know this movie existed, right?
I had no idea.
Yeah,
no.
I think a lot of people probably don't.
It's for the best.
Yes. It's for the best. There's a reason for it.
Yeah. How did Roger Daltrey get involved in this? Because, he is the founding father and lead singer of The Who.
Of The Who. He is playing the head villain in this movie. I'm guessing this is one of those scenarios like, Gene Simmons is doing it. Everybody's got their own villain lead. I might as well have one. And I'm going to play a badass vampire. I might as well do it. I'm thinking there's a part in this movie where he must have known, holy shit, I'm in a really bad movie.
Yeah, I mean, this is not like, we've seen David Bowie do it. Everybody. Others have done it successfully, but this is just not successful.
No.
I mean, he's a rock star.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing in this movie? It's like he's just acting like a clown, too. He's supposed to be a badass vampire named Vlad.
Yeah. Vlad the Impaler. They did Vlad Tepes.
Oh.
So it was like Tepes. Is that how you say his last name? But everything in this is so on the nose. But a lot of that does unfortunately come from the original story of the comic book. Which you were asking me during the movie about that.
Because that sounds cheesy as fuck. So
about this. This is, 60 something? So, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, well, I don't know what it's like now. I mean, they definitely rewrote it and stuff, and changed her a lot.
Yeah. I think it came out in 69. I think that's when, around the time that Vampirella was first released in books, which was a magazine at first.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense when you go, 69. I know that they're trying to go a little cheesy, trying to get it out, trying to get like a sexy horror vibe and push that boundary a little bit.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Talisa Soto is very, very beautiful. She's sexy. But the costume that they put her in, just it just looked like a fruit roll-up.
I'm going to struggle here because this, I said to you, oh, don't worry, this movie's really short. It's an hour and 20 minutes. It felt like it was 3 hours long. It talk about dragging.
Yeah, because, you know, not a lot happened.
No. In fact, like, we were joking around about them running around for about 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. Okay, first of all, they can turn into bats.
Yeah, and then they don't.
And they run. They run a lot.
I said to you during the movie, I said, oh, we're totally taking this clip and speeding it up and putting yakety sacks to it. Just them running around. I mean,
running up and down stairs. Like, you're fucking vampire bats. You can turn into a bat.
Yeah, it's so true.
What are you doing?
We definitely have to talk about the plot so we can talk about the bat stuff because crap.
I gotta tell you, I'm still unclear on this plot, even though I was paying solid attention.
Okay. One of the best parts of this is that we find out we're centuries away in another galaxy on Dracula. Right? Is it
Draculon?
Draculon. Thank you. I should know this. We're on that planet, which is a planet where water is blood. So the planet, like, I guess the blood flows. And by the way, this movie doesn't show anything cool. In fact, they actually filmed this in front of Las Vegas' hotel, Bally's, which we were actually at multiple times in our lives. So when we saw it, we started laughing because we knew exactly what this futuristic planet was.
Yeah, they have people movers.
They're on the people movers in front of the hotel.
It's clearly Bally's. Like, wait, this is supposed to be centuries in the past?
Yeah, I caught it instantly. I said, Joe, you're not going to believe this. They're on the walkway in Bally's.
It was the funniest start to a movie. I was like, holy shit, that is Bally's.
That is straight up. They didn't even try.
And like, you can see the doors to the goddamn casino.
Yeah, well, it looked like the staircase about to go down. To the street.
Oh, God.
It was like, so bad.
What is this?
All they did was dress these actors up. Okay. So we see the Vampirella, which her real name is Ella, right? I think it's like Ella Normandy in the comics or something. Her and her father, played by Angus Scrimm.
You know, it took me a minute to pick up on that.
Well, because he looks so much younger and he's not doing the scrunch face going, boy.
Yeah.
You know? So we, by the way, Angus Scrimm is from
Phantasm, the worst movies. Goddamn horror.
One of Joe's series. Least favorite horror franchises.
I hate it.
I'm on the fence with the first one. I think the first one was kind of fun. And then it's like bizarre. How popular that series is wild to me.
No, I can't ever I know. Get it over
And
it.
Horror people adore it, so talking about it is like already I can hear people clicking.
I mean, you know what, I don't care. I know people like Reggie. That's what it is.
I do too, and I
it's essentially the same goddamn
I don't
movie.
Want to bring him up because he's sick in real life right now, and I hope everything for the best.
Yes, yeah. we like that actor, but over and over and over it's the same exact movie.
Yeah,
it's brutal. Yeah. But anyway, back to
the movie. So they're talking nonsense to each other about how great the planet is, and all this stuff about the running water is the blood of life, and it's just nonsense talk.
It is. They're not like traditional vampires that have to suck blood and kill people violently.
Yeah, because it turns out that vampires are actually an alien race and that their life force is the running waters of this planet, which they feed on, and it nurtures them. So it's just like water for us.
My dear daughter, that's the way we vampires used to behave in ages long past. Our ancestors would drain each other of blood instead of drinking it from Dracolon's organic rivers and streams.
How barbaric.
Yes, Vlad has slaughtered hundreds, perhaps thousands. It's no wonder I'm under pressure to resurrect the death penalty.
I pray it won't come to that.
Do you truly, Ella?
Of course, Father. We're civilized people. We're not monsters like Vlad and his cult.
I've raised you well, stepdaughter. But the Council isn't so forgiving. And in the case of this Vlad, I can't say I blame them.
Yeah. Is blood for them.
So Draculon has the rivers of blood.
So it turns out, I guess, they have a prisoner. They've imprisoned their... I guess this is like the Superman 2 opening, where like you find out Zod is, you know, he's going to be put in front of the jury and is sent off. And that's exactly what happens here. We have Roger Daltrey shows up as this character, and from moment one is insanely cheesy. Like, it just out of control, comical, going for it.
Comical. Yeah. And you know, you picture vampires are like, you know, mysterious and sexy and stuff. I'm not getting that from him at all.
No.
I am not getting it. I can't get it. But he appears before the council, which is like the Jedi, the Jedi Order. They're like, first of all, are this supposed to be centuries in the past? And I get it. They're all wearing togas. Yeah. It's weird. Where are we?
Of course, because we're like in a futuristic alien planet. Everybody's going to wear robes and gowns and like these flowing togas and stuff. And it's all like just tacky jewelry.
Yeah.
It's all from like an old Star Trek episode that they had laying around somewhere.
Yeah.
And I get it because they have no budget in this movie. So I can see that they were just like trying to their best to make it make sense. Like, they're aliens. Look at them. But here's the weirdest part. Now, I had to bring this up. It's like a Wonder Woman scenario, right? Where when they're on Themyscira and Wonder Woman's lore, they're all dressed like this. They're dressed like Amazonians. They're like really, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes they dress in their warrior outfits. But Wonder Woman outside of the island is always in her battle gear, right?
Yeah.
Rarely does she dress in her other outfit. And so the same goes for Vampirella. Why, when Vampirella leaves the planet, does she decide to wear less clothes?
I know, it's weird.
Like, if it was a part of their normal garb on mm-hmm. their planet that they all dress like this, then I would say that makes sense. You know, like, I don't know if anybody knows the movie Zardoz, but if you look up Zardoz, you're going to see a nice picture of Sean Connery in a Vampirella outfit. And I just, in my head canon, I'm thinking Vampirella is from that world.
I mean, Sean Connery is naked yeah. the whole entire movie.
He's in a Vampirella's outfit. He literally is in that thong. And yeah. I would say that in this movie, Vampirella is more clothed than Sean Connery is in that Zardoz movie, which yeah. is wild even saying that out loud.
That's true, though.
But why is this her battle gear? I guess the same goes for Wonder Woman. It's like, why is the battle gear so less? I know it's I understand it's the draw of these characters is to yeah. look sexy, but it is weird. I wish they would have said, no, this is their normal, like, garb.
Linda Carter's walking around in that red bustier, the red and gold bustier, and she has some big boobs. And I'm telling you, I was waiting. I used to watch Wonder Woman like it was just, you know, she was a goddess. She's still a goddess. But I was just waiting for one of her boobs to just pop right out of that thing. It's when she's like fighting and
when
stuff.
She's spinning. Yeah.
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 It's never happened. But you know, I would have
liked to see it. I'm sure it did on set.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. Yeah. She probably had a couple of wardrobe.
If I had to guess.
Yeah. That thing was like just barely on. But yeah, she has like, Vampirella has less clothes. It looks like she got it from Fredericks of Hollywood and they just kind of put a stencil on it.
Yes, that's exactly what they did. It's like they got a some kind of, I don't know, like vinyl outfit and they cut it.
Mm-hmm.
But in this version, they didn't give her actual outfit. They gave her this really chintzy looking version with extra straps on the side. I guess that was to hold the outfit together better.
Yeah, I don't see her doing all of those moves and kicks and stuff. I mean Talisa Soto with just a piece of string going up her vagina, you know? Like,
you know, it's funny. I think only cosplayers of today have made it seem like Vampirella always had it up her ass crack.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't. She has, like, a full back. Like, all the cheeks are covered, I'm saying.
Oh. Okay.
It's not up there, I don't think. I think only cosplayers made it like that.
But I've seen covers of that, a comic book, where she's just got a tiny piece of string covering her nips.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, well, it's not a tiny string though. It's over, but yeah, it does show a lot of cleavage.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it goes. What I love about Vampirella's outfit, it goes up to a like an actual collar, like yeah. a flipped up collar. That yeah. always made me laugh. And it's always white.
Yeah, it's white.
It's so strange.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So what we find out is that Vlad is brought in front of a council, with Angus Grimm as the head of the council. I guess he's like the king, and she and Vampirella was the princess. I'm guessing. I'm some kind of situation. He's kind of like,
well, she calls him father, so it's like, who knows how long she was around? She maybe he just adopted her. I don't know if he actually like sired her.
Ella, I've raised you well, stepdaughter.
No, they're born. They're regular. They're just like us.
So they can't have like.
Yeah, it's just kids. That for them, blood was like water, and that's.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like I guess they don't bleed. I guess the liquids, I don't know, like humans are made up of water and we drink water. So maybe it's like the same thing. I don't really know how it works. I just know that for them, they're not like on their planet, like sucking each other's blood. Although they say that's like an epidemic. Like there's something going on where some of the people will feast on other species. Mm-hmm. And they say that is like underneath them, that's beneath them, that's like a cannibalistic thing, and they frown on it. And I guess that's what Vlad has done. Vlad has been feasting or killing the other people of this planet, of his own kind, and they're like, well, that's the wrong thing to do. And so when he's being put in front of them, they're sentencing him basically to death. But of course, because, you know, we're a better society, they say, they gave him a chance to speak, which allows him to fall to his knees in the most dramatic fashion and then jump up and then drop his outfit like he's starting a song for The Who. Right?
Yes.
And then that allows three goons to come in the door from behind and shoot everybody with painted black super soakers. They're honest to God super soakers. I have seen these in real life. I knew exactly which ones they are. There's like a rocket launcher one. Looks like it has a football in the front.
Oh my God. That is
a super soaker. And so one of them, actually, they didn't paint the inside of the barrel, so it looks like lips. Did you notice this?
I didn't notice the guns.
It looks so bad.
I was too busy looking at what they were wearing.
Oh, yeah. And they are dressed. They actually look like the three goons from Superman 2.
They do. Yeah. They're dressed in black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how they all look like that.
Yeah.
And of course, nobody can stop them. No one guards outside this door. No guards in the room. They all just kill everybody.
Yeah. And they shoot them. So like, what are they shooting them with? Their wooden bullets or something?
That's a great question.
Because they never say, but guns usually don't hurt vampires. So, okay, we'll go with that. Then they're all, the whole council is dead, and Talisa Soto comes in and she's like, oh my God, father.
Well, to be fair, Vlad does drain the father. He goes up and bites him, and he's like, I want you to know, he has some terrible line about seeing you in hell.
I'll see you in hell. You were very noble in this life, so I'm going to give you a very unnoble death.
Yeah, something like that.
So he bites him, but then so she comes in, she's like, oh my God, father.
I think she actually does one of those scream ups to the ceiling. Vlad!
Yeah.
And they show his little spaceship show and take off.
Yep. So I'm a little confused now. Okay, so after we see the spaceship take off, it cuts to present day. So here's the thing that I'm having a problem with, and I hope you can shed some light on it.
Okay.
Okay, so centuries go by. They say it.
Yes.
Because it's now present day.
Uh-huh.
So what happened to the rest of her planet?
Okay, this is a great question. Because my question to you is, why did Vlad leave if he had literally dethroned the government?
True. Why did he leave? Also, she had a mother. And she had there was a society of people on this planet of Draculon. So what happened to this planet? And she makes mention to say that she put herself in a stasis.
No, why? She actually, oh God. We find out later on through a huge exposition dump is that Vampirella goes and chases them. But before she can chase them, she's given a gauntlet full of a lifetime supply blood capsules. It's like a
blood serum. So now I ask
you, a lifetime supply.
Okay. Now vampires live forever.
Yes.
Okay. So there's that. But she has a armband that has, it looks like little bullet slots, but it's for her blood serum.
It reminds me of Black Widow's little gauntlets with yeah. the guns in them.
Yeah. So she has that, but it looks like there's only 5 slots. Now, let me ask you a question.
A lifetime supply.
Lifetime supply.
She Each one's to, a century.
Yeah. She drinks one, and every 24 hours, we are told that she has to feed again.
Yes.
So how are 5 little blood serums going to sustain her forever?
Yeah.
Do they grow back in that?
I don't know.
Armband?
Is this like a Frodo and Sam bread situation where the bread just lasts forever? The elvish bread?
I mean, it doesn't. Gollum throws it overboard, but
it does last for a while.
It will
get you full for a while. It does. One crumb of elvish bread is supposed to get you like full.
Yes.
So they gave them the bread and it's supposed to help the whole trip. And I think like Frodo and Sam are on a trip for like 5 years in the books. Yeah. That's how long it takes them to get to Mount Doom. It's like insane.
Yeah.
So like that bread, it really goes a long way for those guys. But I guess the same situation goes here. Like these vials, I mean, that would have to assume that each vial and each armband has like multiple vials in them. And there's some kind of capsules.
We've seen it. They are tiny little capsules.
But she has one every day.
I mean, we're thinking way too much into the armband.
Oh, yeah. But, well, here's what I like. She goes and travels after Vlad. But, of course, she hits an ion storm of some sort. And it, like, freezes her ship. And it makes it crash. And so she's able. She got so far that she was able to crash land on Mars. And she, to help herself, because of her crashed ship, she's like, well, the only option I have is to put myself in stasis.
Okay.
So she's left in stasis on Mars. And, you know, famously in 96, humans, we landed on Mars.
Yeah, of course.
It just happened.
Of course. Of course.
You know that. Everyone knows that. That's a fact.
Yeah. In like the worst spaceship suits hazmat suits that I've ever seen in a movie.
Yes. We have to talk about who they are.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so we...
One of the big shocking moments in this movie is our reveal of our two astronauts who walk around on Mars and find, you know, famously Mars doesn't have any storms or any problems.
No.
Yeah. People go, that's How why we've been you? There so many times.
Yeah.
They get on Mars. We see these two astronauts find this stasis chamber with a pretty girl in it. Whoa. So they bring her on board. And we find out who these two astronauts are is John Landis, director John Landis of American Werewolf in London. And yeah, and the Blues Brothers coming to America. He is one of the astronauts and the other astronaut. And by the way, they call him Beard and John Terlesky, I believe how you say his name. He is, somebody might know him as Death Stalker 2. He's the Death Stalker
and
Death Stalker 2.
Yes, and the fucking gum chewer that I'm screaming about.
Chopping Mall. yes, he's in a bunch of their stuff. And they just put Beard and Stubble are the name of these astronauts I have on the listings here. I guess what happens is that in this mission, I guess all that we're going to do was land on the planet and then take off.
Yeah, that's what happens.
What I really love is they don't show, you know, famously how our astronauts really get down to planets where they, you know, they shoot a capsule and then they have to lift back off and go back to the spaceship. No, the whole spaceship lands.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they go in it like it's no problem, and it's only two people on this mission.
And the whole crew that she takes over.
She takes two of them over while they're talking about like a sci-fi movie and how the guy was like, I hope she comes alive and comes and gets us. And then she takes them over and wipes their minds. Now, we find all of this out has happened later on through exposition. But what we get before that is that the space shuttle has landed back on Earth and we have one of the worst filmed versions of what news channels look like. And it's actually the director is the newscaster. And when they show the people coming back from the space in the spaceship, well, the footage of the people on the spaceship are not them.
No.
It's actually real spaceship footage.
Yeah.
So it's not John Landis at all anymore. Footage. It's just stock footage. And it is the guy we find this out because we found some kind of organization who fights vampires. And we meet Adam. Who's the famous vampire hunter?
Van Helsing.
So it's Adam Helsing.
Adam Van Helsing.
Is it Adam Van Helsing?
Yes.
Oh my God. Last I thought name it was Adam Helsing.
No, his last name is Van Helsing. Okay, so the original Van Helsing was Abraham Van Helsing. That's the name of the, I guess, the vampire killer that's in Dracula. Okay, Bram Stoker is Dracula. So this guy is generations and generations and generations into the future.
Yes. He's like the great-great-grandson.
Something. I mean, whatever. But it turns out that his father was a Van Helsing, a vampire killer also, but he was turned by Vlad.
Yes.
And he had to kill his own father with a stake through the heart as like a mercy killing.
Yeah.
So he devoted his whole entire life to hunting vampires, and he has a whole organization, and like, I mean, they have an office building, for God's sake.
Head Command's office is the worst office you've ever been in, because everything is loud beeping and buzzing noises, and I would be driven insane in that room.
So now, Adam tells me you're an E.T.
That's right.
And then he shows him the space shuttle landing, and he goes, yeah, I've seen the news. And he goes, have you seen this? And he pauses, and what we see is what looks like a black stain that is the shape of a bat flying out of the door of the space shuttle. And actually, the newscaster, which is the director, says, some people are speculating a bat flew out. He's like, bats from Mars.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of cause for concern. Anyway, if you are coming from a foreign planet,
yes,
and it's an organism goes flying out,
yeah,
it's contaminated planet Earth.
But the bat in the photo is so big. It looks like it's actually like a stencil on the side of the space shuttle, but it's not. It's just like a terrible smear on the picture frame.
It looks like a stencil that they taped to the front of the freaking lens.
Yes.
It was so bad. But my favorite thing is that this... Can we just talk about real quick Van Helsing's organization? They have full outfits that... When they go on their missions to hunt vampires, they have like crucifixes on their hats. So I was calling them the Christ Crusaders.
I wish they were called that. They should have been.
The Christ Crusaders. Oh my God. I'm laughing at my own self.
I guess the whole thing was that Adam caught one of the head vampires. Now, you caught who this actor was.
Okay. This actor's Brian Bloom. He was in tons of TV shows in the 80s. He's like an 80s kid. A lot of like, he was on like Family Ties, and he did a lot of after school specials, a lot with like Alyssa Milano and stuff.
I didn't recognize him. I've seen his face a lot, but I didn't know who he was. But you literally go, oh, Brian Bloom in a terrible outfit. He was wearing like a pirate outfit at one point.
He was wearing a puffy shirt. He was wearing a puffy shirt with like a leather jacket. Now we're fast forward into present day, which this movie takes place in 96. The fashion in the 90s was pure trash. It was awful. The hairstyles, just everything about it was just trash. And this movie's from the 90s, so that just goes to show you what trash the 90s is.
Oh, it's the 90s.
It's the worst movies. Decade. The worst decade for movies.
I always talk about this. I know a lot of people are like, that's insane. But I'm like, so much experimenting and so many like cheap budget stuff happened in the 90s. Mm-hmm. When in the 80s and the 70s, people did not care about budget. They went all out.
Yeah, they did.
And then the 90s came along, everybody was like, we're broke. Just do some stupid looking crap. It just all looked like shit.
It's the worst. And it was also
experimenting with CG.
Yeah, it's like, It's the worst decade for movies.
Now, we have to talk about this because you were talking about the Christ Crusaders. Now, they went up to, I guess they're in, where the whole movie's filmed in Las Vegas or Nevada.
Yep.
And they are in some kind of like dive in the middle of nowhere. I mean, this could have been the titty twister from Dusk Till Dawn. I don't know where they are. But what we see is the Christ Crusaders are going up this building. And when we see the inside, pure gold, pure terrible gold, like B movie level gold. Mm-hmm. We have a table of like three comical Dick Tracy mobsters, right? And the main actor of the mobsters is one of the worst actors. I mean, his delivery of lines is insane.
To hell with you, Demas! To hell with you!
But he's talking to Brian Bloom, who is dressed like, you said, the Aquabats.
Okay, they're look like the Aquabats. 100%. They are in trash bags that have been vacuum sucked to their bodies. So they look like, I mean, that's how they're blocking out the sun, I guess. So yes. They don't get burned
they're
up.
They're sun suits.
Sun suits. They clearly look like the Aquabats. I mean, 100%. And they also have swim goggles on. So it just makes it look worse. They're wearing a full body swim cap.
Yes. When they move, every single rub. It was like that joke. I don't know if anybody knows this joke, but from SNL, when Jimmy Fallon and Horatio Sands used to do the leather people. And he was like coming by the leather in the outlet store.
Oh my God.
But every time they move, he would like.
Yes. Oh, that's so
funny. Exactly what's happening in the scene. They can't not catch the movement of the leather or whatever this is that they're on them.
It's literally vinyl. It's awful. I mean, I can't imagine when they take that off, the sweat piles that are coming.
Yes.
There's going to be a puddle of sweat. But like, so can you explain to me what the reasoning is? So Vlad shows up here.
No.
Doesn't he?
Nope.
I thought he shows up and tries to. Oh no, he.
No,
sends
this
his
is all
goons,
Brian Bloom.
His goons.
Yeah. He's got like three goons with him.
So, but what are they trying to strong arm this guy for?
So I guess they. What we're finding out slowly in this movie is that vampires came to our planet in the beginning of time, or a beginning of humanity, and they started making vampires.
Mm-hmm.
And so, vampires were like the human form of vampires. Where they say it's like a parasite. When they made vampires, they kept them alive. It kept them alive, and every time they bit another vampire, it was spreading it like a disease. So vampires were becoming a disease, and they also grew their weaknesses. So for some reason, Earth's sun hurts the vampires.
Okay.
Which we don't understand, but it must have something to do with biting other vampires is a problem.
Okay.
Because
what? Because it's like poison.
I guess I'm only guessing here because what we find out later on is that Vampirella can walk in the sun, but Vlad cannot.
Yeah. And why is she a daywalker?
I don't really understand that unless it was something about what they've done and made them poisoned. But why don't they just leave and go to another planet is beyond me.
Yeah.
So what we find out is that there's organizations of different vampires, and they're, I guess there's the head vampires and then the lackeys who were made are trying to run things on their own. So I guess this is like a subgroup of vampires, and he's basically walking in saying, we own you.
Mm-hmm.
So when they kind of like turn on them, they kill all the mobsters and they keep the head mobster to torture him. And the way they torture him is they hang him upside down and they shoot holes in the walls to put sun on his crotch.
Yeah, but then the Christ Crusaders come in. And that's Van Helsing's group. And if we don't see it, but, you know, they do arrest Brian Bloom. They arrest him.
Yeah, we see it.
We see them come in, but, like, how do they detain him? He is a vampire. He can turn into a
bat. They just stick guns on him, and he just goes, oh, shit. Literally, that's what happens. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, my God.
They go, oh, come with us, whatever the hell, his Drax or whatever
Demos.
The hell. Demos. Nice.
I know. I was paying attention.
Wow, you were paying attention. They come us with Demos. And he's like, okay. I have no way to fight you. So he just goes. And they lock him up. And then they try to get information out of him. And he does give them something. And they put him in some kind of weird chamber that's keeping him alive. That's like, there's no way in and out of it for, you know, only people can with certain passwords can get into it or whatever. But he's kept on some kind of machine. I don't really, none of this really
Why
matters.
Keep
it's
him?
Weird. Why keep him? Just kill him off after that.
Right. I mean, the whole point is that the vampires are trying to take over the whole entire planet, which is weird, okay? Because that's, okay, just to jump ahead a little bit, that's like, you know, their goal, right? I mean, they want to take over because they're literally.
This was the most hard, that was the hardest thing to figure out what was going on in this movie.
I'm trying
the plot.
To think. Well, I was literally paying attention, and I can tell you that it seemed like everybody had their territory. All the different groups of vampires had their territory.
Yeah, there's like heads of every part.
But Vlad's goons were going in and fucking people up because they want to take over all the territories, which means I can imagine they want to take over planet Earth. Now,
they do.
This bothers me in a couple of ways, because if vampires take over the Earth, there's going to be no humans left to eat. How are they going to sustain?
Yes, this is actually talked about at one point. It is baffling, but we didn't even get to Vampirella yet.
Oh my God. Okay, let's talk about Vampirella.
I was like, we gotta like kind of get to Vampirella sooner or later, because Vampirella does show up on the Earth finally after she flew out as a bat from the space shuttle. She finds an alleyway, as every superhero does. Every superhero has to have an alley fight to show off who they are. And so we see a dork of some sort, I guess what you're gonna call him, a nerdy dude, is walking with a computer.
I mean, in a back alley.
When I say a computer, I'm not even talking. I'm kidding. It's an old IBS, like, giant hard drive.
IBM.
Or IBM. What did I say? IBS?
IBS.
He might have that after he sees the dunes here. He gets IBS. The IBM computer, giant hard drive, and then on top of it is a huge monitor. And he's carrying it like it's the lightest thing he's ever carried.
Of course. Well, he gets... obviously, someone starts, jostling him.
But anybody who knows who's ever picked up a monitor from the 90s, that shit is heavy.
Okay, first of all, it weighs so much, and he's carrying the bottom part, too.
That's what I'm saying, the whole hard drive area.
The thing. I'm like,
the tower.
Whatever the hell, those were flat back then. You'd play Oregon Trail on that shit.
Yo, this was like a floppy disk drive was on that sucker, yeah.
It was a heavy shit. It was heavy. None of these, paper things. MacBooks that they have now.
I was talking to some people at work, and I go, do you guys know what DVD players are? Because I really had to go, oh, you guys are really young, right? Like, so do you know what a DVD player is?
Oh my God. The fact that you're asking about DVD players and not VHS players, that's crazy.
They were like, oh, I had one once.
Oh my God.
I'm like, damn. Man, times are going fast.
Oh my God, I can't.
They get two. By the way, another goon shows up in the alley to mess with this guy. And he is also dressed like Zod.
Everybody's dressed like Zod.
What is happening in this movie? Everybody. I don't know. But then Vampirella just shows up. And they're like, who is that? And she comes over and she just kicks their asses.
Yeah.
And then she teams up with this dorky guy who brings her home, naturally. And he's like, oh, it's so lovely to meet you. You're so beautiful and all that kind of stuff.
And he automatically deems her Vampirella. Even though she tells him her name is Ella.
He goes, Ella. The vampire girl, vampire, Ella, Vampirella.
Ella, the vampire girl, Vampirella.
It's like...
And then what's funny about that? She's not in the room for that. But later on, she goes, I'm Vampirella.
Yeah, so she wasn't in the room when he called her that. So she just made that shit up herself later on. Okay, we'll just go with that.
Guess what? She found the right person she needed for the job, because he can turn on one of his computers and find one of the head vampires that he's looking for. Turns out to be the professor he likes.
Yeah, what's this guy's name?
Who knows?
Rex.
It was like Tyrus or something like that.
Trax. I was paying attention.
Well, he's a professor now who works in mythology, like basically saying that myths aren't real and saying vampires are a false. Like really myth?
Saying, yeah, but he himself is a vampire.
He's a vampire.
And he's teaching school.
Yeah.
And we find out when she...
Only at night, by the way.
Only at night, yeah, because what the hell? This looks like a high school, okay?
Yes.
All right, whatever.
It's like a science lab.
It is. So she shows up at the school and she's like, Trax, I found you after all these many centuries. And he's like, no, I'm not that person anymore. I have a family. So this is a little bit, I don't know. I think it's silly because, first of all, he doesn't tell her nothing. He basically says, okay, well, yeah,
I haven't seen
Vlad in so many centuries or decades or whatever. Fine. So she goes to she kills him. On a stake. She throws him out the window and he lands on a stake.
Perfectly.
Conveniently.
Yeah. Where is the stake in front of the school?
Why is that out there? Yeah. But so then she journeys to his family's house.
As a bat.
as a bat, where she stands.
How does she know where they live?
Right, exactly.
She just saw pictures of them.
Exactly. It's just amazing. She knows her name is Vampirella too, but so she's in the kid's room, and she sees a poster of what's his name, Simon Blood.
That's right. Jamie Blood.
Oh, Jamie Blood? Is it Jamie Blood?
Jamie Blood, because it turns out if you're a vampire and you're in the 90s, you're becoming a rock god.
Yes, you are. Yes, you,
that's just the thing. Yeah, but that's what happens to Lestat.
Yes, that's true. But you know what? I got to say, though, I thought she was going to kill the kids, but she doesn't.
I was wondering the whole time, like, is she going to kill these kids? Are these kids vampires?
Well, I mean, yeah, right?
I don't know. Like, are they half vampire? Because he is, well, they're half Draculon.
Well, she doesn't kill his wife.
She just leaves them, and she's like, oh, I got what I needed. I don't have to kill these kids now, because so, I know Jamie Blood is the guy I'm looking for.
Yeah, and so. Because
it's Pete Townsend on the, not Pete Townsend.
Roger Daltrey, for Christ's sake. All right, so, okay, but here's the thing, though. How does she find him? Now, Vegas is a, you know, Nevada is a pretty big place, right? So how would she know that he's performing at this particular club that she goes to?
Well,
she finds him.
She found him in the Yellow Pages, just like she did these kids.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing. Now, we got to talk about this, because Vlad is alive for centuries. He's been on this planet fathering a whole vampire society, right? Yeah. And he is now, after all this time, rich and famous. And when I say rich and famous, I mean he plays at a dive bar where people sit in chairs and just rock back and forth. And actually a show a shot of a guy in a tie-dye shirt headbanging. I don't think that's how that works.
No. Yeah. No. But yeah, he's at the wrong place. But
his song. Oh my God.
The song, and the fact that, you know, he's dressed like a fruit roll-up again, and the fact that this is Roger Daltrey.
With a mullet.
With a mullet and like some, like, he has a hair extension in his hair.
Yes.
Why? It doesn't look good. It looks so stupid. Like, what is going on? But like, he would think that centuries and centuries of being, you know, alive, you would have like a huge mansion or like some kind of a castle,
yeah,
or be established, and you're not, I mean, he's playing a dive bar.
Yes.
I was like, this is just beneath you in all manner of speaking.
I love when they show the outside sign. It's like the tacky sign that someone put the letters up in, and it just says Jamie Blood playing now.
Jamie Blood. But so she goes there and finds him. Now
she's sitting in the audience, like jamming out. And by the way, she's not wearing her show. So she was given like a trench coat, but in here, she's just sitting there in the Vampirella outfit with no problem.
I told you, you can literally walk around in Vegas like that, and nobody bats an eye. I mean, we've been to. Oh, I said bat an eye. Well, you know that. We've been to Vegas several times. And, you know, people, the less clothing you wear, you know, it's just common.
I guess that's true.
You know, it's just, that's how it is.
I just like that they show all of these goth girls rocking out and then just her in this red fruit roll up outfit that she's wearing. But yeah, he sees her too, and he's instantly into her, enough so that he's like, hey, that's the girl I'm going to go with, and we're going to go and stand on a cliff in the desert, and we're going to look out, and we're going to kiss. And she's like, yeah, I'm going to go with this, and I'm going to go all along with it because I'm going to bite you, and I'm going to kill you. So they go to bite each other, but then it just so happens that the Christian Crusaders, of what we're calling them, show up and put lights on them, which, by the way, they're normal headlights. Are like some kind of solar rays, because when they see them, Vlad, he acts like he can't move, but he can move enough where he says to Vampirella, you bitch, you sold me out. And he punches, like literally slaps her throat.
You bitch, you set me up.
And she falls down and is knocked out.
Okay, that's just like, I've done that to you before. You know, you've done that to me before, where we accidentally like shove each other. You know, like not like on purpose, but like, you know, shove each other and we're just like,
oops. Don't tell people I beat you on this podcast.
No, we do it to each other sometimes. Like I'll bump into you and I'll be like, oof. But that's what it was. It was like a bump into. It was like an
oof. But with his hand, he like literally slaps at her throat and she just goes flying.
Yeah, like there's no way that she would have gone, and she was knocked out.
Knocked out.
So whatever, they take them back to the lab. But they don't get back to the lab because Vlad, you know, he breaks out.
Well, what one does when you have the most dangerous vampire known to man, what you normally do is just sit in there alone with one driver who's driving around like he's just like...
Yeah, and he puts him under a glamour. Now, here's the problem with this.
How do you explain
to me, how do you glamour someone who can't look into your eyes because he's driving a vehicle and you're in the back?
Yeah, he does like a cup of fart and throw it. He cups his his glamour and throws it over across the room with his eyes.
Okay.
And it hits him and he's like, oh shit, I should crash into the motorcycle brigade that I have with me.
I mean, none of this is, it's just outrageous. And so they have a huge, huge crash. The van flips over, you know, Vlad escapes, Vampirella escapes from her van.
They help each other because he's going to kill Adam.
Van Helsing.
And Adam kind of says, you know, we have her too. And he's like, wait a minute, she wasn't with you guys? Oh, I have to make an apology to her. So she shows up right when he's going to kill Adam. He's going to drain him. She shows up and says, Vlad. And then he's like, oh, I'll stop now. I'm not thinking about what I'm doing anymore. I'm going to pay attention to you. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry what I did. And he rips her cuffs off. And then he goes, oh, what was I doing again? Because he basically is like, you and me can rule the world together. And then he goes to kill Adam. Oh, I forgot I was going to kill you. When he goes to kill her, and when he goes to kill Adam, I mean, she stops it. She intervenes. And he flies across the room, like the desert, and then lands and goes, ah, oh, you bitch, I'll get you. And then he turns into a bat and flies off. She goes to fly after him, but Adam's like, Vampirella, please help me. So she naturally leaves every other soldier that's with them to die in the desert and brings him to a AAA. I'm not shitting you. The hotel says AAA. AAA hotel. So they can sit on beds and talk.
Well, see, here's the thing. Vlad could have easily popped her and killed her easily because he's supposed to be one of the most the strongest vampire ever. But that doesn't happen. He flies away like a bitch. But then this motel... I can tell you why they picked this motel. It was probably about $5.50, for the night. And they didn't have any problems with them filming there.
No.
So that's probably why they went to this hotel, because he could have easily gone back to Christ Crusaders headquarters.
Yes. But he didn't. Somehow she got him here. I don't know if she flew him as a bat. I have no idea. We just are there.
How?
I'm guessing I'm guessing the director.
With her tiny bat feet.
Yes.
She's still holding him.
We don't know. It's just all of a sudden they're there. I love the bat effect. It's worse than in Abbott Costello Meet Dracula, Frankenstein. When Dracula turns into a bat, it somehow looks worse in this 96 movie than it does in that classic black and white film.
Yes, because the 90s had shit special effects.
It's so bad.
Shit.
Oh, and the poor actors have to jump up in the air like they're disappearing.
Yeah.
I just would love to see those shots of them jumping as a joke. But I love that they're in this room. I'm guessing this is where the director maybe uses his hotel room a lot for one of his other movies.
Oh,
I'm guessing. And they already had it ready to go.
Smut peddler.
I love this stuff because you automatically know that these two are love interests now.
But here's the thing. Why do they always have to put this shit in there?
I don't know.
I mean, she makes a pass at him and he clearly just says, no, we're not doing this right now. Like, are you fucking kidding me? First of all, she's absolutely gorgeous and she's half naked. And you are telling her, no, I'm not going to kiss you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Why? Because he has to get back to headquarters. Right.
He's actually scared because we know his backstory is that he doesn't trust it because he had to kill his own vampire father.
Well, he doesn't go back to headquarters. He doesn't. He goes back to his apartment where he gets taken.
No. Right? He brings Vampirella to the headquarters and introduces her to... He introduces the newfound vampire that he won't make out with to every single... thing in their hidden bunker.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
That we have to know. And so much stuff. We're introduced because the main boss has to talk to Vampirella, doesn't trust her. And a scientist walks in and says, hey, this is my new sun gun.
Say it.
The sun gun. Oh, it uses solarmanite. Yeah, which I think is a joke from Plan 9. I actually said to Joe, they should say this was the solarmanite gun, a reference to Plan 9 from Outer Space, and he actually says it uses that.
Wait a minute. What? Isn't that the sun gun?
Sure is. Charged in. Ready to sizzle.
I wanted Vampirella to see that.
Tell me, Steinman. What exactly does this thing do to your victims?
It emits a piercing beam of solarite, which literally burns through the skin and bores right through the internal organs.
You of Earth are idiots!
Now you just hold on, Buster.
No, you hold on. The only explosion left is the solarite.
Why, there's no such thing.
Perhaps to you. But we've known it for centuries. Your scientists will stumble upon it as they have all the others. But the juvenile minds which you possess will not comprehend its strength until it's too late.
Yeah. But it's virtually, they cut a telescope in half.
Yeah.
It's a giant telescope, but they cut it in half as a gun.
It's made of scrap. Yeah, yeah.
If Vampirella grabs it and shoots it at the main boss, thinking that he might be a vampire secretly, but he's not. And I think this makes the boss not trust her. But Adam does get kidnapped after this by the vampires to get Brian Bloom out. So they're going to do a trade. So Vampirella has to go there with Brian Bloom to trade Brian Bloom for Adam. Right. They actually go to the Neon Graveyard in Vegas.
But it's a dupe. And they have... Okay, now, this is a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
I did not know, because some of the lore they just tossed out, and then some they just created. So this guy can shapeshift. So he looks like Van Helsing. And it was a big dupe. But they have the real Van Helsing locked up when they are able to grab her, right? They were able to grab her and put her in the freaking room with him, and they took her serum. So they locked her in the room with him, and they took her serum that she needs every 24 hours. You know, the serum that's long-lasting forever?
Mm-hmm.
That.
They want her to drain Adam.
And they want her to drain him and become like them, because they are, I guess they still feed on human blood.
And she's never fed on a human before.
No, never.
So they're like saying, you'll get a taste for it. And now, while this is all happening, we find out this is where Vlad gets his whole table of goons. And they look up at this, like, really badly projected device that's supposed to be some kind of satellite they have in space that will black out the sun. And if they black it, they said they're going to start a winter on Earth,
where
they will reign supreme because there'll be no sunlight, and then they can take over. Now, they said, this is the first time we've ever had a chance like this. Now, I'm like, why didn't you guys just take over every night?
Okay, well, here's the thing. You have been alive for centuries.
Yeah.
Now, this is the first... Okay, and also, again...
Why?
Who were you going to feed on after everyone's dead or everyone's a vampire? What are you doing?
Just who do you think you're talking to? Dracula, bitch! I am... Vlad! Dracula Eternal! The most powerful vampire on this or any other planet! You will not destroy me, Ravenhair! I will engulf you, body and soul, in my own time!
And why? Why exactly... Like, they should be in charge by this time. There's no reason for them to be not in full power. Like, right. The humans can't be this much of sun guns can't be enough.
Right. I mean, okay, so say they were living in the 1940s or 50s, right? Because it's been centuries. So say they were living then. There was no...
They're before that, because they're suggesting that they were part of the first humans.
Well, yes, they were way back, yes, but yeah. What I'm trying to say is that there's no Christ Crusaders to stop you back then. You could have already taken over the whole planet.
That's what I'm getting
at. At this point, everyone should be a vampire. Everyone. You know? But they waited all these centuries to do it now?
Yeah, do they not know, like, eclipses happen? Like, or, like, there's certain parts of the world where they have longer night?
I don't think they know anything.
Like,
I'm
like, that's what I like, 28 days, whatever it is. What is that movie? With the vampires are in Alaska, 30, whatever. 30 days of night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. 28 days later is what I'm thinking. But yeah, like, you guys can do some stuff. Like, if you have enough power where you can put up a satellite or whatever to stop the sun.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure you could do this.
Although this plan is so stupid anyway, because he's considered to be, like, their leader. They're all following him. So what more power do you want? I mean, except for the fact that you're living in a freaking junked out, disgusting, abandoned hotel.
And working as Jamie Blood. Like, that's what your thing is. And you have, like, all these henchmen from around the world who are obviously, there's, like, bigwigs in this room. There's, like, billionaires and stuff, I would think.
I mean,
like, why was anybody listening to this guy? It's beyond me.
Like, why would anyone listen to you? You're like an aging rock star, literally. And you've got this stupid plan, the most stupid plan I've ever heard in my life. At this point, you should be reigning the entire freaking planet.
Yeah.
Like, this is ridiculous.
What I love is that Vampirella is afraid that she's going to kill Adam. So Adam chains her up sexually. You know, she perfectly
sexually
perfectly puts her arms up in the air, chained up, and she's standing like
it was pretty sexy.
Yeah. And of course, he's like, you know, now that you're chained up, let's make out. It's worth it now that you're dangerous and you might kill me. Let's make out. Yeah. And they make out pretty aggressively. They smash their faces together. I mean, I felt bad for the actor.
Yeah, like, I was like...
Well, not the actor, the actress.
I felt bad for all of them involved, but why would you have to do that? You are in control of this kiss. I mean, unless the director said, all right, smash it.
Yeah, we want a good one.
Because, you know, he's a smut peddler.
True.
I like the term smut peddler.
So, she does start turning after that, and she goes full vampire, but she breaks out of the chains and almost kills Adam. But she stops herself. She turns away and she's like, "All right, you have to fight it." And Adam's like, "No, you should suck some of my blood."
Now, here's the thing. I've seen this in many movies and I have a question about it. So how come when vampires feed on humans, most of the time they bite them in their necks? But if the human is willingly and voluntarily giving them blood, how come they always give them their wrist?
Yeah,
I don't know. That's the worst part of the body, because you just, your veins are right there. Like, you're literally going to die. You're going to bleed.
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
Like, is the neck harder to turn away from than it is the wrist?
How about the thigh? I mean,
that's... Well, once you puncture that, they should die.
Well, not if you're Mark Kendall and the Countess, like, went down there and took his blood.
But you can do it from a certain spot, not, I don't know. Like, because you could drain. I think you're right. You puncture someone's wrist, you have a good...
You have a chance of dying in, like, minutes. So, I mean, I don't understand that. I've seen it in movies so much that, like, they do that. It's like, why the wrist? Like, if I'm going to let a vampire drink from me, I'll be like, hey, take that ankle.
Yeah.
You know? Or how about that meaty calf? Something. You know? Like, you're not going to freaking bite my wrist, man. I'm going to drop dead. That's stupid.
It's stupid. Well, it does help her. She's able to not kill him and break out and then have a battle. And when we say battle...
It's not a battle.
It's pretty bad. It's just...
It's terrible.
Virtually all the Christian Crusaders come in. There's even, before all this, there's a weird sequence where the main boss of the Christian Crusaders goes and talks to God. It is so out of place and strange.
Yeah.
I was like, they were really finding ways to pad time, I guess. Well, they all charge in there. The Christian Crusaders kill almost all the vampires, leaving, and they use their sun gun. And they leave Vampirella to chase Vlad.
She's doing what she came here to do. After 30 centuries, she's finally going to nail Vlad.
Now,
mind you, chase sequence that goes to the Hoover Dam. By the way, they fly to the Hoover Dam.
They fly to the dam, but they proceed to run through many corridors, many flights of stairs, all the way up to the roof. And
my favorite part of that run.
They could have flown all of this.
Yeah, they could have flown inside. My favorite part of this run is that Vlad just stops and eats one of the people working at the Hoover Dam and throws him down the stairs.
Yeah, you know, this poor guy. He was just a little snack. Walking down the stairs, doing his job, and Vlad just bites him and kills him.
It's like when you're doing a marathon and someone hands out a water for you to take.
It's like, refreshments.
Yeah. Thanks for that. I needed
Thanks
that.
For the refreshments, man. Yeah. Thanks, Bob.
So she's chasing. And by the way, we're watching her chase him. and it is like she can hardly move. Okay. I felt bad for her. I didn't know how the hell she did
this. Now, she had a lot of freedom in her legs because she was basically just wearing underwear. Sure. However, her boots.
Yes.
Her boots. Like, I don't know how she ran in those. Now, they're not stilettos. They were kind of like clunky, but still, she was having a hard time running, and I think that the floor was probably slippery. So she probably ate it a couple of times when she was doing the scene.
Also, it felt like she was clenching her cheeks.
Yeah, her outfit kept riding up in the back.
I think she was like squeezing her cheeks because she was afraid something might slip out or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, her cheeks were coming out, but that outfit was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I felt bad for her. I mean, she did okay. She did okay. Like, as far as, like, you know, the movements and stuff in that outfit, I think she did as good as she could have, you know?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, it's fine. I mean, she is a beautiful woman. I get it's a good choice. But I can see why they were saying you kind of want more of that sex appeal type thing.
Mm, yeah.
I get it. And yeah. Assuming that some of those actors, actresses I talked about before being up for the role, I looked into it. Those are good choices.
Julie Strain probably would have been the best, I think.
I just think she's a little too big.
She's actually thick too. Like,
yeah, she's like a strong looking woman. Yeah.
She's not. She doesn't have like a lot of femininity where it's needed. She's kind of like, she kind of looks like a wrestler a little bit. But I still think her body is appropriate and her hair.
Yeah.
But still, like, I don't know. I mean, for that costume though, she would have just busted right out of that.
Well, I keep thinking about the one that we liked from Evil Toons, which I think is also him. I don't know if I even said that. Yeah. That woman in that, somebody like that could have done this.
Yeah, yeah.
But the acting is bad, so I guess I know why, but still.
All the acting is bad in
true.
This.
True. I mean, I think that she's doing a better job than half the actresses and half his movies do. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, anyways, she chases Vlad out to the Hoover Dam, and the fight is very, very short-winded. They virtually chuck each other around, so much so that Vampirella becomes a different actress. She's a really pale, skinny stunt double.
Now, here's the thing. This is a stunt double who's getting kicked around. Why are they using a tiny, tiny girl?
Yeah, like, and you can see the dress. The outfit does not
fit. The outfit doesn't fit, and she looks very skinny. Like, very skinny. And she doesn't have the same, like, you know, skin tone or anything. Like, they didn't even try.
They didn't try. I was hoping that Vlad would pick her up at one point and go, "Oh, you idiot, I caught her stunt double." You know, I guess that's what it felt like. It was like a guy in a mustache all of a sudden. Yeah, but this is the worst. For some reason, she just breaks off a random bar that came out of nowhere on the Hoover Dam, and she just chucks it at him. And it goes through what looks like his heart, but he rips it out like it's okay. And they do a lot of hissing at each other, and he holds the bar up to chuck it at her, I guess, and he gets struck by lightning. So I guess this is the time for the guy who prayed for God. To God, I guess he listened because he shot him with lightning, and he goes bursts up into flames, falls off the Hoover Dam.
Yeah, it's something.
Yeah, and you would think we're gonna get another scene. No, that's the end.
No, the credits roll.
The credits roll with a really bizarre, like, dance version of Thunderstruck from AC/DC.
Yeah, I didn't care much for it, and then the '90s like techno crap.
That's what I'm saying, that dance version of it. Like it's been like put through a Mortal Kombat like soundtrack. And then, even funnier, at the end of the credits, we get a Vampirella 2 like teaser.
No, we don't need that.
Yeah, not, well, that the never world happened.
Didn't need it. So they realized that the world didn't need it either. And I'm sure Talisa Soto was like, you know what? I'm sick and tired of doing crap, so I'm going to quit acting. Because I think she quit acting after not too long after this.
Is that true?
I think so.
Wow.
I think she's only done like, you know, maybe 20-something.
We've seen 3 of her movies that I can think of.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, but, you know, she's very beautiful. And, you know, this movie's not her fault. Neither was Annihilation, obviously.
What do you give this movie?
I give this movie a 3.
Oh, man.
Because there was I laughed because I couldn't believe some of the shit. I was laughing because the guy was one of the guys was dressed like T'Challa. He had the necklace and everything. Oh,
what do you mean talk about that guy?
Yeah. The outfits were absolutely, they're so comical. I couldn't help but laugh. The running scene That was hysterical. It was, I mean.
Yeah, but it wasn't like it was terrible. I gotta tell you, I loathed this film. I thought it was awful.
Oh, this film's a piece of shit.
I can't even give it a 3. I disliked it so much that it's close to a 1. I would say this is a 2 for me. I hated this because there's nothing going on here. None of the what makes Vampirella fun. Nothing that makes vampires fun. None of the horror, none of the sex, and none of the things that are like what you want from something like this. And every aspect of it is cheap and boring. And I got to say, you laughed at stuff. We only laughed at stuff because it was so bad.
Okay, but wait, didn't we give Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. a 2? That's the one.
Nick Fury, we gave it.
Yeah, Nick Fury.
It's our second worst movie we've done.
We did.
I think we almost gave it a 1.
So we did give it a 2.
Yeah, we gave it a 2.
So you're saying that this movie is as bad as that?
I think so.
I think Nick Fury was worse than
Nick Fury's worse, but this is very close.
Okay, so that's why I'm giving this a 3.
I might actually put this, for me, if I had to put this on our list of our ranking of the worst movies we've done on the podcast, I think this would be number 3 for me.
Wow.
I really dislike this movie.
I mean, this movie was trash for sure.
It beats Sasquatch Hunters. Oh, I'd watch Sasquatch Hunters again because at least that funny CG chucking scene, that movie entertained me more than this movie did.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm still going to give this a 3 just because I felt bad. She was trying. She was trying and...
Yeah, everybody was trying. And Roger Daltrey was trying too, but it was like...
Roger Daltrey was not trying.
He was trying. He was going for it. He was like hamming it up. He was on times 20. Hamming it up. What else is he supposed to do with this kind of crap?
I guess you're right. I don't know. I'm just going to stick with my 3 because I mean, it wasn't the absolute worst thing I've ever seen. It was bad, but there are some things that made me at least chuckle.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. Yeah.
Oh, God, did I dislike this? I was shocked. I was like, there is nothing going on in this movie.
No, but I will say, well, I mean, I can't even do my segment because there's no ones.
There's no ones? I would say there was no tens.
No, there's tens.
No. I can't take people.
There's tens.
What's going on in the world? Whoa, up is down, left is right.
Dogs and cats living together. It's mass hysteria. Yeah, I mean, actually, you know what? I lied. There are ones.
There has to be.
In spoilers. Yeah, in spoilers, there's ones. All right, let me just pick one randomly. How about this?
If it's short and sweet. I can't believe no one wrote, this sucks.
I did say that. I did say it, and I didn't mean that. I said, these vampires suck. All right, so this one says, it's a 1 out of 10. Please don't insult cosplayers. It says, let's get it out of the way. The production values of the whole thing are just pathetic from the start. Just pathetic from the start to the meandering, pointless end. Plot, dialogue, lighting, sets, cinematography, score, editing, it's all film school stuff. Worse than most TV series. Right now, to the meat of it, Talisa Soto and that outfit. Whomever said Vampirella's costume looked like a bad cosplay effort should be ashamed of themselves for insulting cosplayers. That outfit would be left out of any cosplay event. What was with the white collar? Some sort of schoolgirl crossover fetish? Soto does, however, conform to one of the two standard female cosplay body types, and it's not the one that generates its own gravity field. It's a completely asexual one. The woman has no curves. I mean, she literally has no waist. She's a cylinder from the knees to the shoulders. She's about as sensual as a telegraph pole, and that's how she acts. It's like she's been spayed. She can't act, she can't fight, she's exactly the wrong body shape for Vampirella. She's not even decent eye candy. What really is the point in casting her? And when you take a comic that's little more than a dominatrix fantasy and remove the dominatrix, what do you have left? This is a comic adaptation film that makes Supergirl look like Superman Returns. Work it out from there.
Damn, this guy's mean.
That's mean as hell.
He's mean. I mean,
you don't need to insult her.
I think we said some stuff that he was saying during the movie. But I will say that I do think she's pretty. Like, that's ridiculous.
No, I think she's gorgeous.
If you're going to pick somebody, I think that is not the worst choice you can have thought of. But I do agree that the movie is removing all the things about the movie that should be there.
Yeah.
Like no violence, no gore, sex, no nudity. Like none of that stuff that is the driving force of this comic book series.
Yeah. This is just some cheesy adaptation. It just, I don't think it was meant to be taken seriously, and it wasn't faithful to anything.
But even the director himself has virtually said half of what he said. He's like, I couldn't even edit it. It was so terrible. So I do understand a lot of that, but that was way too harsh for no reason.
Very harsh. Very mean. We don't need that. There's one 10 out of 10 that I can read, but it's jokey. But I'll try anyway.
You don't have to if that's the only one.
Yeah, it's jokey. Yeah, I don't want to read it.
People so are the silly. Only 10 you found was a jokey one.
Well, there's actually two 10s and they're both kind of jokey.
Okay. So it's purposely sarcastic. By the way, we got to point out that guy with the one said the collar, who came up with the white collar.
Yeah, that's her outfit.
That is actually her outfit.
Yeah, so you're wrong.
Yeah, I mean, maybe in a future version, she lost the collar.
Yeah.
But that's how Vampirella started, with that collar.
Right.
That's strange. That's strange. All right, so here's my question to you.
Yes.
Do you think that Vampirella could be made today?
Yes.
And if it did get made, who would you like to see?
Oh, good question. I'm kind of like on this kick now where I like, how do you say her name? Aiza Gonzalez?
Is that how you say your first name?
Aiza Gonzalez?
Okay.
I mean, she's so pretty. I think she could do it. She's got a good body.
Yeah. I'm trying to think about this. I was like, are there actors that I could see do this?
No. I mean, back in the day, I would love Salma Hayek to do it. She has those big honkers, but... And it's not all about the honkers. I mean, you could... That costume is so tight.
Yeah.
Even, like, a person that doesn't have much in the front would get theirs pushed in, you know? So you can still wear that costume and look good wearing it. Like, who's that cosplayer that did it? Joni Brozas?
Yeah, cosplayer has now done it.
She's not very top heavy, but she still rocked it.
Yeah. She actually has the face and the hair and everything.
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's a gorgeous girl. So she did it. But I don't know. I mean, who would you pick?
I don't know. I was trying to think about this. Like, who could do this? And it's a tough choice. I can't even think. I was wondering what you would come up with if you were asked that question.
I guess I would say Megan Fox, because she's got...
I think maybe at one point in time that would have made sense.
Well, no, she redid her whole body, so she's...
Yeah, but now she's just too done.
Yeah.
Like, she worked for that movie where she was like a human doll.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Gosh, you know, I don't know. I'd have to put more thought into this.
Yeah, it's an odd choice. I was wondering if you know, you could come up with something good. I was wondering if I could find you know what's funny? Someone had that your choice on the fan casting.
Oh, really?
Yep. That's so crazy that they had her on there.
Is it Aiza Gonzalez? Aiza? I don't know how to say it. But she's absolutely breathtaking. So, I don't know, and I just like her. I liked her in everything I've seen her in recently. Except that Ash movie wasn't good, but she was fine, you know? She did okay.
Yeah.
But she's absolutely beautiful, so I would pick her, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, that's me.
I would if this movie would ever have actually happened, I would be shocked. But it's one of those weird ones I cannot believe hasn't happened. Especially when you hear like rumors when we did the Barbarella episode, I was reading into how Sydney Sweeney was trying to remake it, and I found myself going, that's a surprise when there's so many other amazing, like, female-led superhero comics and stuff out there that have never been touched. There's so many good ones out there that I think a lot of people are fans of, but you don't see these getting made when I think they would be huge, successful. Unfortunately, sometimes you can go the way of like Aeon Flux with Charlize Theron that did not work.
No.
Or what they did to Catwoman with Halle Berry. You know, you can go really wrong with it. But I always find it interesting that things like this wouldn't be the number one go-to, because you have everything. Like, you know, Kate Beckinsale did Underworld, mm-hmm. right? Which is virtually like a version of this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and could you imagine at a time where Kate Beckinsale was doing something like this? That would have been something.
They put her in a fruit roll-up too.
Pretty much. That's the Matrix gear. Everybody's
wearing the fruit roll-up. Yes. Yeah. The Trinity gear.
So we're giving it a 2 and a 3. Yeah. I don't know what else to add to this movie. I hated it.
Yeah. I could tell because you were definitely mentally checking out.
It was so boring. There's nothing happening during
it. Yeah. No, I'm not too thrilled either, but I'm going to stick with my 3. But yeah, that's all we got. I mean, it was nothing to write home over. It was just very bare bones. There's nothing.
Yeah. Hopefully we can find something better. I doubt it.
It's all you,
sir. Next week it's going to get worse.
Oh, no. You're the one that finds these movies, and you don't tell me until I'm literally watching them. So, yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Until next time, hit us up on Instagram at Just Another Movie Night and Joe at The Crafty Misfit. Give us our thoughts. Give us your thoughts. Not our thoughts. I don't need my thoughts. I just told you my thoughts. I want your thoughts. How about that? Tell me why you like Vlad and Adam Warlock. What's his name? Adam
Van Helsing.
Van Helsing.
And nobody likes Vlad. He's the bad guy and he sucks at it.
Oh,
I did it again.
Yeah. Do you think he survived when he was on fire?
Yes.
Don't worry. He's alive. Just not in mint condition anymore.
That was part 2.
I think he survived, but now it's bedtime, so let's go, Scotty.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a good one. Bye.
You bastards. Speaking of lineage, tell us a little about yourself, Vampirella. Or is it Ella, stepdaughter of the High Elder?
Shut up. We'll ask the questions, bitch. And when we do, you better have the answers.
What are you saying?